from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Southern Oklahoma Cowboys taking the spot. Dak Prescott reportedly out of his walking boot.
Weak ass Cowboys.
Prescott recently suffered a minor right foot sprain that temporarily required a walking boot. That, according to a source telling ESPN's Todd Archer, Prescott seen in a walking boot while on vacation in Cabo San Lucas in a picture posted to Twitter on Wednesday. It was unclear when the picture was taken, and he is no longer wearing the boot, though, according to the source. It's not known how he suffered the injury, just the Cowboys last held organized workouts on June 5th. The injury not expected to impact Prescott when the Cowboys hold their first training camp practice on July 25th. Clint, the Cowboys have bigger problems than Prescott sporting a walking boot this offseason. Agree or disagree?
Wow.
I don't have time to have a bad time.
I will agree with a little caveat.
Okay.
I think it's part of the bigger picture. Like, I think him in a walking boot, regardless of how severe it is, with the already, you got to think that it's dramatic, controversial, whatever contract dispute that he and Jerry Jones are having right now, where there's no extension on the table and he's going into the last year of his deal. The Micah Parsons, Malik Hooker situation last week, the reports that Micah Parsons is rubbing a lot of people in the building the wrong way kind of deal. I agree they've got bigger problems. CeeDee Lamb, I'm never in the pay people early mode. If I'm Jerry Jones, I'm paying CeeDee Lamb. Like, I'm going to get CeeDee taken care of. Yeah. Whoever my quarterback is going to be next year and beyond,
yeah,
his ass going to be throwing to CeeDee Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
But
it isn't on my schedule.
That contract dispute there, or whatever you want to call it, potential holdout there. Dak Prescott last week, and I don't know if this had anything to do with his people or where it came from, but the report that, or the thought that he should hold out because he doesn't have the extension when he's due $50-some-odd million this year. The whole thing. It's there are bigger problems in Dallas than that walking boot picture in Cabo in itself, but it's just part of the big picture, bro, of just like I got the Cowboys pegged this year as the wheels coming off.
Yeah, I mean, that's always like the easy pick, right?
Yeah.
Even the report a couple of weeks ago, according to a former Cowboy executive that was saying that Mike McCarthy's fed up with Jerry Jones and all that of that
too.
Stuff. And
that
it's,
too.
You know, where all of this stuff with the Dallas Cowboys, there's usually going to be smoke, but is there always a fire? That's the question. Because it's easy to say, well, this, that, the other thing, you know, is going on with Dallas. It's a lot of the narrative that we want to exist.
Yeah.
But more times than not, I do feel like there is smoke going on in the building.
Let's be honest, man. There's smoke going on in every building in the league. You can't have that many guys with that kind of money on the line, with the egos that rich folks have and the egos that coaches have. You can't have all that coexist in a building and there not be some level of fires that need to be put out consistently. Mm-hmm. I think every team has them. I think Dallas is I think there's tenfold more than most teams, right? And the bigger issue is they have them and they always somehow get out and get to the media, whether that's the owner or the owner's son doing weekly radio hits, or that's Jerry.
Doesn't help.
Yeah, or Jerry just pushing to get that star on SportsCenter and understands the value of every time somebody lays eyes on that star, there's a dollar signs go off for Jerry, or it's Michael Parsons and his podcast. You know, it's like there's so much access nowadays that when you have that many fires, that much controversy, that much drama, there's got to be some level of truth.
You know, I wonder how much trepidation the whole Micah Parsons, him being very much out there this offseason, you know, making the trip to Japan with CJ Stroud, the podcast, the, you know, ish talking back and forth between CJ. Like, was there more of a negative impact for Micah Parsons and the Cowboys in that regard than there ever? I mean, there wasn't even anything negative in regards to CJ Stroud in that whole atmosphere this offseason. It was like, we looked at that as, boy, that's really cool. You know, look at CJ, you know, having fun doing this, that, the other thing, you know, creating, you know, a little bleep talking rivalry. You know, there was no negative media in that regard. But because it's a Cowboy, because he's due for a big payday, one of the three most important players on that roster due for a big payday, I feel like it's just built in.
Yeah. Well, for me, and this is personal. This is my personal opinion. Like, it appears to me that Micah Parsons is simply stirring the pot. He's not good. And football he is. I'm talking about, he's not good at this media thing. Like, he's silly all the time. And he makes, like, just the little bit of listening that I've done when C.J. Stroud was involved, like, his points aren't even, like, he's completely coming out of left field with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with stuff about football.
Yeah.
I mean, it's silly. Like, he strikes me as a guy that is extremely, extremely silly, which gets old in the media game, definitely gets old in the locker room, so I could see where he potentially really could be rubbing people the wrong way. And ultimately, when you're not, when it's just a silly, it's almost like just a playground for you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're not only recording a podcast on Tuesdays, you're wasting your time and being silly as hell on Tuesdays and causing distractions,
mm-hmm.
right? You're not out there like Ryan Clark and the boys creating a revenue generating machine that you can lean on the rest of your life. You're being silly, and you're creating distractions.
Yeah,
and to your point about CJ, like CJ, every time CJ speaks, people are more impressed with him. Every time CJ speaks, it's like it builds his brand.
It does.
His brand strengthens.
Yeah. God bless, brother.
Even when we're talking about how he handles the silliness of Micah Parsons.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's definitely reflected in more of the positive light in that situation. Well, he wins.
But it's serious, right? Like, he's not trying to be funny. He's being serious. Like, he's the whole Cowboy, like delusional Cowboy. That's not being silly. It's funny.
He's a Cowboy.
It's funny because he's so right.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you're right. His brand and his value off the field skyrockets every time he's on a podcast. And to me, Micah, just the silliness just shows, and you understand real quick why.
Questions arise anytime there is a Cowboy on a podcast.
Big 3 at 3, number 2.
So after the Astros 5-3 win over the Jays yesterday.
Watch it in the pool, boys.
Won the series 3-1. They've now won 13 of 16 of their last ball games, 16 ball games. There's six straight series, Clint. Jordan has again instilled that Barry Bonds level of fear in pitchers. Here's an example why. Road Warrior, Jordan Alvarez, sizzling. Check this out. 478, that's 11 for his last 23. Seven games with four doubles, three homers, eight RBIs, eight walks for an over 1,600 OPS. For the season on the road, Alvarez is hitting 358. Leads the American League in road slugging at 660, road OPS at 1,094, and his 358 road batting average is second in the American League.
Jordan's a go for launch.
Man's back.
Sick.
But boss, he's back. I mean, it looked like, I mean, the numbers weren't terrible, obviously, for Jordan. For Jordan standards, they were not as good as everybody expected or they should be. The first 70 games this year, whatever it was, 65, 70 games this year.
Yeah.
He has turned it on, boys. He's healthy. He got the Barry Bonds treatment this weekend. They literally either walked or like intentionally walked or plunked his ass three times in five at bats.
Yeah.
And it's just, they're just completely eliminating him from the game at the plate and saying, look, I'd rather have bases juiced with Diaz at the plate than first and second with Jordan at the plate.
It started earlier in the series,
yes,
too.
Yeah.
Do you remember? It was Zach Pop.
They did it the first time they did it. It bit him in the ass because Diaz hit a single to right field and they scored two runs.
Okay, but Zach Pop tried to go up and in with a 93 mile per hour cutter. I think it was game one or game two of this series. And Jordan, you know, obviously missed it, but the very next pitch, he turned on it and took it almost upper tank in right field. And there is nothing sweeter than a hitter being able to do that. When a pitcher is telling you, I'm going to get your ass off the plate or I'm trying to hit you, and then you take him yard the very next pitch. The Blue Jays said from that point on, all right, we ain't going to play with this cat. You know, if he beats us, it's our own damn fault. I mean, they hit him twice yesterday. They intentionally walked him once, and he worked another walk a second time. It's fantastic, like, the treatment that he's getting. We've seen this for stretches over the course of the last three seasons now with Jordan, and the fact that who's backing him up? Can you say his name one more time? Who's hitting cleanup? Yiner freaking Diaz? Where the hell's Kyle Tucker? They're doing it with Tuck, without Tuck in the lineup.
Yep.
I mean, Yiner, that, and for him to come through with two out RBIs and hitting with runners in scoring position, it's, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, if you're the opposition. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, look, the stats are obviously unbelievable. With what he's done, right, and what he's doing right now. But all you had to do was watch a couple of games this weekend and saw the treatment that he got.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.